Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. I guess we have a spray-on condom that may revolutionize male birth control. Rather than having to find a condom, buy one, put it on, you could just do a quick spray and be good to go. We're going to talk about that. It doesn't sound very sexy to me, but, you know, guys like spray cans and spray paints and all that, so I totally see guys really dig this kind of birth control. But we'll talk about that. They also say smoking marijuana is more dangerous for men than it is for women. Why would that be, and what we have to be careful about? Many of us like to fish, and we like to eat fish, and after the news about red meat and, you know, more evidence showing that red meat causes cancer, and why? Because of the red, the heme, the iron, they think is what's kind of messing with the gut, causing a propagation of growth and a change in the bacteria, et cetera, and this hydrogen sulfide production. So we tell everybody to go eat more fish, go eat more chicken, go eat more fish. I know, do as I say, not as I do. I can't stand fish. But, you know, I'll eat a piece of salmon if I can lather it up with some butter. But they say immigrants and people who fish, feed their family are unaware of the mercury risk. And we probably need to kind of talk about the mercury in our fish. They say a Dodgers third baseman went to the ER because a pimple exploded on his leg. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what happened in Deadliest Catch, where that boy had that big, huge infection of his hand, and it was oozing all over the place. I thought that was pretty cool. Our lifestyle is making us fat, especially for those of us that are hectic and running around. I run around all the time. My days are, 16-hour days. Why am I not skinny? So apparently there's some issues that we need to look at. That, I know what my issues are. It's because I have a box of Seeds chocolate that I keep nursing right there in my studio. Depression could be triggered by bacteria in your gut. So not only is the bacteria in our gut making us fat, but now the bacteria in our gut could be making us depressed, which kind of makes sense because when you eat a lot of junk food, you get depressed. Then this is scary. Los Angeles gangs have a contest to kill 100 people in 100 days. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What made news over the last couple days, which really shocked the hell out of us, is there was a New Mexico dispatcher that was responding to a call from somebody panicking because she wanted to save the life of her friend who was shot. And the New York dispatcher gets all flustered and says, deal with it yourself. Matthew Sanchez was reassigned after officials became aware of the call, according to fire officials on Monday. But a statement yet last night from the office of Albuquerque's chief administration officer said that Sanchez has resigned from the fire department. The call was made after Jaden Chavez Silver, 17 years old, was shot in June. As he watched other teens play cards at a friend's house in Albuquerque, he unfortunately later died. Police have not named a suspect and have thus far have no arrests. In the recording obtained yesterday by the Associated Press, the panicked caller snaps at the dispatcher for repeatedly asking if Chavez Silver was breathing. During the call, the female says, I am keeping him alive. Sanchez says, is he not breathing? The caller responds, barely. She is then heard frantically encouraging the victim to keep breathing. One more breath, one more breath. There you go, Jaden, one more breath. There you go, good job. Just stay with me, okay, okay. Dispatcher goes, is he breathing? Female responds, he's barely breathing. How many times do I have to blank tell you? So when she turned around and cussed back, he goes, okay, you know what, ma'am? You can deal with it yourself. I'm not going to deal with this, okay? And then it looks like Sanchez, the 911 operator, hangs up on the caller. You could hear the victim's friend say, no, my friend is dying. Now, of course, the mom of the victim, you know, hears this and is just, I mean, I could just be beside myself. And, you know, when you listen, I don't have the audio of that, and we'll try to get that for you guys to hear. But, you know, when you listen to this 911 operator, you're just kind of like, where's this patience? 911 operators, God bless you guys out there. I mean, what you do is so life-saving. And I'm sure you guys take a lot of heat. People calling, people crank calling, people making fun of you, people hitting on you. All right. But for you to be able to filter through all that, and then when you have a real call, help the person, that's, it's amazing. It doesn't sound to me like this dispatcher thought this was a crank call. It sounded like to me that he was just fed up, all right, burned out, and didn't like being cussed at by the girl who cussed at him. Now, if that's the case, we have completely the wrong person behind the phone or behind the mic in that situation. And this is another example of why we may need these quote-unquote psychological stress tests on people who are doing jobs like this. For him to just say, you know, to hell with it, did he contact the police? Did he, you know, contact emergency services? Did she have to call a second time and then have that dispatcher actually get emergency services? Unfortunately, the 17-year-old boy ended up dying. Now, we don't know if it's because of the 911 operator or was he already so fatally, you know, injured that it caused his death. But, you know, when you see something like this, I mean, I tell patients all the time, you're in an emergency, call 911. I need to know that these operators are not going to turn around and say, go deal with it yourself. But I'm just appalled, and it's a shame. But let me tell you, I mean, 911 operators are amazing. I God bless you guys. I know this guy was a bad apple, and I'm glad he left. But you know, boy, when people have bad days, they better not be at a job where it's life or death. And it's a shame. And then on the flip side, guys, go easy on these people, okay? I mean, I know you're frustrated, I know you're scared, but you know, you don't know what's going to trigger somebody to just go wacko. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, the spray-on condom. This is pretty cool, and I think this could revolutionize male birth control. I just don't know if the ladies are going to like it, but the guys, I think, are going to love this. Apparently, there's a design student, Michelle Chu, who has a design concept that will allow users to spray on a latex condom, just like you would spray on deodorant. It's easier to put on a condom, faster, and more fun. Now, she wasn't the one that originally came up with the idea. Jan Vinzenz Kraus, a German sexual health teacher, is the one that originally created a first version for man. It was kind of inspired by, like, those automatic car washes, those drive-through car washes, where you have all this spray. It's a nozzle that can spray in a bunch of different directions. So he came up with a prototype that had a hard plastic tube with nozzles that sprayed the liquid latex. But apparently the concept went limp because the latex took too long to dry. It took about 3 to 5 minutes. And, you know, people didn't want to wait. I mean, 3 to 5 minutes, I mean, you know, by then we're done. So, yeah.
How do you get it off? How do you get it off?
I bet, that's a good question. I bet what you have to do is use acetone, like nail polish remover. I bet you have to do that, or you have to soak it. I think you have to heat it up. Stick it in the microwave.
Just think cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Yes.
that's where, yep, I'm out.
That's awesome. All right, so, again, like I said, it didn't go through with what John Vincent Kraus did, but now Miss Chu, a senior student at Pratt Institute in New York, is trying to bring the idea back again with Girl Play. Now, Girl Play is in its design concept stage, but apparently it's a lover's kit that she's created that has a smart bra that can be controlled by a remote control. Trust me, all I have to do is take a deep breath and the bra pops open. I really don't need any remote control for that. But anyway, and then the remote control also can control condoms and change flavors of the condoms. I really don't understand why that's necessary. I mean, I'm sure I don't, but I guess, you know, in sex, people will taste everything, I guess. I don't know. All right, so anyway, so she has this Girl Play kit, and so she wants to have a line of spray-on condoms. The technology is there. It would be a part of the lover's kit. Now, apparently there's a Chinese company called Blue Cross Biomedical, and they currently sell spray-on condoms for women, which contains a foam that forms a physical barrier against semen. Now, I decided to review with you guys the history of condoms, because once you see what was used in the past, you guys are probably going to be like, okay, well, let's, you know, put the, where's Bill Gates, and, you know, let's put money into this right away. All right, so back as far as 1000 BC, they think condoms were used. I believe they were. I think they used linen. They said they used silk paper that was maybe oiled up, leather, or maybe even putting horns on their members. By AD, 200 AD, there are cave paintings, okay, where you could actually see these little pictographs or these hieroglyphics showing, I guess, condoms on there. Now, you know, some of you guys are like, wait a second, didn't cavemen have other things to do? Listen, okay, cavemen were men. Okay? You know, men like drawing body parts, and they like drawing or talking about sex. So I am not shocked at all that there are cave paintings about condoms. And maybe the blonde over there with the big kajungas. I am pretty sure there are cave paintings all over the place, okay? For a good time called Dahlia. I'm sure that was on there also. By the 1500s, there was an Italian doctor named Gabriel Fallopius. All right, and I guess, Gabrielle, this is where the fallopian tube was named after, the fallopian tube, Fallopius. And he suggested that linen, yeah, it had to be a he, Gabrielle, yeah, Gabrielle, it's probably a he, suggested that linen sheath condoms be used to protect against syphilis. Remember, syphilis was killing a lot back then. By the 1640s, they say farmers in Condom, France, Condom, France. It's a city called Condom. I don't know. This comes from AIDSAboutHealth.com. France began using sheep guts as condoms, and possibly the origin of the lambskin condom. They even used bladder. By the 1660s, the name condom was then used when Charles II was given oiled sheep intestines to use as condoms by, I guess, somebody named Dr. Condom. Condom. But some believe the name condom just comes from a Latin word condus, naming vessel. I had no idea that there is a last name out there, condom. Okay, now, the vulcanization of rubber. That happened in 1839, was it? Yeah, all right. Back in 1839, Charles Goodyear, okay, figured out a way of how to process natural rubber. Okay? Rubber usually gets too stiff when it's cold, it's too soft when it's warm, and so he figured out a way to vulcanize it. Some of the medical antiques I've brought on Pawn Stars was made of vulcanized rubber. And these things could then, it helped rubber stretch and not tear so easily. He patented the vulcanization process by 1844, and then the first rubber condom was produced in 1855. Now, the problem is these suckers were thick, kind of like bicycle inner tube tire. All right, and they didn't cover the whole thing, they just covered the tip of the penis, the glands. Unfortunately, men would lose them. Sometimes they could have penile constriction if it was on too tight. I guess they called it the capote. Capote? Anyway. And then later they had to make condoms by molds. I mean, these would be reusable. These were not disposable. Disposable condoms didn't come later. So you would have to be form-fitted, or they would dip glass molds into the rubber solution, kind of like called cement dipping, okay? And then they would add gasoline or benzene to make the rubber into liquid, and then latex liquid form was invented by 1920. Latex condoms required less labor to produce than cement-dipped rubber condoms. Though people still called them rubbers. All right. Okay. This is, we're talking about the history of condoms on the Dr. Dolly Show. By 1912, the latex allowed now you to have disposable, so you didn't have to ask the wife to wash it. The single-use condom was now being used by World War I. By World War II, they were mass-produced and given to troops all over the world. World War I, there were, I believe, only a couple countries that passed out the condoms because, again, they were losing their soldiers to STDs. And they say the German military was the first to promote condom use in soldiers. So let me see. Oh, Sigmund Freud, by the way, did not like condoms. Okay, he thought the condoms prevented sexual pleasure. So, yeah, so does getting pregnant. All right, then by the 1950s, they figured out how to make these condoms thinner, tighter, lubricated, etc., allowed a reservoir tip. Okay, so there would be less leakage. By the 1980s, condoms really made a huge jump again, as well as people were freaked out about HIV. And they say by 2006, condom sales reached $9 billion worldwide. Spermicides had also been used over the last, 10, 20 years as well. And now that we're finding men are allergic to latex, some men are allergic to latex, they have polyurethane condoms for men allergic to latex. So that is roughly the history of condoms. Sheepskin, animal bladder, etc. So I don't know if this girly kit is going to help you all, but, what I see is if you're already using a remote control to, for the bra and for the condoms, just use the remote control to turn the TV on to some Michael Fassbender movie, and then you don't need any of that stuff. You're in the mood. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's been a lot of news surrounding this American dentist who used a bow and arrow to kill a well-known lion in Zimbabwe. We're being told that the dentist has a felony record over the hunting of black bear in Wisconsin. Walter James Palmer sparked outrage when he killed Cecil the lion, a local tourist favorite who had been collared as part of an Oxford University research project. The dentist out of Minnesota said he had the correct permit to hunt and kill the animal earlier this month, but the two people he hired to lure the lion to its death have been charged with breaching hunting quotas and appeared in court Wednesday. According to the Associated Press, they were paid $50,000 by Palmer. I don't get that. Okay, if you are hunting for sport, why are you paying people to bring the animal to you for you to shoot? I mean, I don't get that. I mean, I understand the art of hunting. Okay, I understand that, and the sport. I understand that. Okay, and I understand.
I was going to say, you need to understand the Minnesota hunting, though, where we solve things with money. That's, you know, you can't find something, just give somebody some money, they'll go find it for you.
Yeah, I mean, where's the sport to that? You so what, they bring it out? Jeez. It's
bad
ridiculous.
Joke, joke.
Oh, ridiculous. So anyway, court documents show Palmer was fined $3,000 and given a year probation over pleading guilty over illegal killing a black bear in Wisconsin back in 2006. Apparently, Palmer had a permit to hunt bears within a certain area near Phillips, which is the north part of the state. But on September 1, 2006, he was part of a group that killed a black bear 40 miles outside the permitted zone. Realizing what they had done, the group agreed that if any authorities were to ask where the bear had been killed, they would say it was in the correct area. So they all kind of grouped together to lie and cover their butts. They transported the carcass to a registration center where they certified the animal has been killed legally. But of course they figured it out. Dr. Palmer was charged with knowingly making false statements to an agent of the Department of the Interior, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, having quote unquote falsely stated that he thought the bear had been killed legally during interviews. All right. And I think, let me see here. What else? Oh, there was also a sexual harassment complaint, they say. All right. So Cecil the lion is dead. He hires people to help bring it out. He shoots it. And I don't understand this, okay? You know, when we're talking about, I also don't understand how they say, they claim that this was okay and they got the permit if it was like a wildlife park. So he does regret, he does have some remorse over it, okay? And the two Zimbabwean men are going to appear in court. And, you know, it just, again, I mean, we got great dentists in this country, but then we got a kind of a doofus like this. And he was a resident of the Huang National Park, and he was only 13 years old. They said it was a slow and painful death, according to witnesses. Guys, come on, all right? You know, I understand, like I said, I understand the sport of hunting. Just, you know, let these lions, you know, and these animals, and I get it. You want your trophies. I get it. And he likes bow and arrow. I mean, he wants to shoot like bow and arrow. I mean, maybe he saw too many Lord of the Rings movies and, you know, wants to be a Legolas. Okay. But then, you know, hunt where you're supposed to. There's tons of things you can hunt with a bow and arrow. Maybe you want to say, oh, you know, I got a lion. Look at me. I'm such a stud. You know, dentists don't get the babes like the medical doctors do and the orthopedic surgeons, et cetera. I have to think dentists are very sexy. But they, in reality, you know, the quan seems to go to, like, the big orthopedic surgeons and stuff. So, you know, maybe this is a way for him to try to, you know, combat that dental image, right? Hangover. Hangover tried to make Dennis look like, you know, the late, you know, main character. And they're not. They're way cooler. So listen, you guys don't have to be shooting innocent little doe-eyed little deers, okay? You could, like, you know, do other things to be manly. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of doctors, there's a Dr. Joel Salinas. And he says that he experiences the same sensations that he observes in other people. When he watches two people hug, he feels the hug. When a patient has pain, he feels the pain. He works at Massachusetts General Hospital, and he is a neurologist, and he suffers mirror touch synesthesia. It's a condition where you experience the same sensations he observes others going through. Oh, I am hoping he never watches a horror movie, because that could really be frustrating. They said he first noticed condition when he was a child. When he watched other people hug, he would feel the hug. And when he saw a person getting hit, he would feel discomfort. He says, and I mean, I think he believes he feels the same amount. And it also shows you that a lot of pain is perception. In medical school, he was acutely aware while watching an amputation. I remember feeling as if my arm was dismembered. It was very graphic. So the mirror touch synesthesia is related to the activity of mirror neurons, cells that are activated not only when the body performs a specific behavior, but also when a person or animal watches another carry out the action. According to a 2007 study, University College London cognitive neuroscientist Jamie Ward said, "We often flinch when we see no one knock their arm. This may be a weaker version of what these synesthetes experience." That's what this neurologist is now called, a synesthete. Maybe he's going to want to go hunt a lion also. All right, 2% of the population are affected by this condition. It could cause anxiety. It could cause depression. But he says it's helped him with his bedside manner. He could feel it. Cool doctor. I mean, cool guy. I'm sorry he has to, you know, deal with that. Especially like an amputation. Here's the thing. Okay, if he was really experiencing an amputation, okay, he would be in the middle of the OR, you know, writhing on the ground, screaming. But then again, I did that when I was in medical school and I got my period. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Two Los Angeles gangs have entered a contest. Okay, not a Dancing with the Stars or American Idol contest, but who could kill 100 people in 100 days? Social media users have worn the hashtag 100 days, 100 nights, and it's between Western and Normandy Avenues. Innocent people could be taking their lives, risking their lives during the next 100 days. Okay, it is, I guess, a bet made allegedly last week following the death of Roland 100 gang member KP. There's been posts on social media, and LAPD are taking this seriously. There's been a rise in violent crimes occurring over the weekend as one man was shot dead and 12 were wounded, and more than 6 shootings in the 77th Street District, which is some of the city's violent neighborhood. Apparently, a woman and 2 young boys, aged 4 and 11, were wounded after the gunman, who was still at large, approached a car and opened fire. Wasn't there some rumor that, you know how somebody flashes their lights as they drive towards you, and that's supposed to tell you there's a cop up ahead, so you want to slow down? And they said if you flash back like a thank you, that could be a gang, and they're going to turn around and gun you down. So a bunch of us were not saying thank you to people who were giving us a little flash coming the opposite direction to warn us of a cop. And again, I love my cops, but I don't like speeding tickets. So now nobody is thanking each other for the flash, and you want to know what? I haven't seen any flashes. So nobody's even warning each other now that there's a cop coming up. So, by the way, the flash was designed to say to slow down. It was never designed to warn you about a cop. But we ended up doing that same slow down. Then we realized, now I know why there's a cop. And then you're like, thank you. See? And then you bond. It's pretty cool. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Affordable health. health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it appears that men are more likely to use marijuana than women, okay? And I didn't really realize that there was a difference in gender, but I guess that makes sense, okay? They say the research at the University of York say the new study reveals males, though, are in addition more sensitive to mental health symptoms. So men appear to be four times more likely to suffer mental illness or psychotic episodes from the marijuana. Now, psychosis, it's a mental health problem that basically is defined as you're having difficulty perceiving or interpreting things like the average person would. It could trigger hallucinations. You could hear, see, feel, smell things that aren't there. And then delusions can happen where you believe things, when examined rationally, are obviously untrue. A delusion, like, for example, he wants to kill me. You know, like, you're delusional. He doesn't want to kill you. And he's like, I really don't want to kill you. That kind of thing. Although, you know, as we've seen in many movies, a lot of times that is the case. All right, so marijuana can trigger psychosis. We know that, okay? But why men? Is it just because men use it more? Is it that they say twice as many men use marijuana than women? And they say you will then therefore see a 2-to-1 differential of psychosis in men versus women. But the research team led by Ian Hamilton, Dr. Galdas, Dr. Essex, found that there was a significant widening of this ratio when it came to psychosis. And males will outbeat women 4-to-1. Okay, what is different about the male brain? Well, we stop it. No, I don't think much. Okay, I think male and female brains. Yeah, I know they've been talking about how, you know, you could have sexual predilections. You could have, you know, where they've compared brains of homosexual men to women and homosexual women to men. You know, but for the most part, functionally, they should be pretty similar. All right, unless men, which we've learned in medical school, and I think we've all learned, seem to hit harder. Will get hit harder when it comes to addiction, whether it's alcohol, whether it's cocaine. Yet, I mean, I could see men walk by a dessert table and not flinch. Meanwhile, I am going through complete conniptions, right, to, you know, walk towards the table. So I think we have a different addictive potential. You know, I think women may tend to be more addicted or more reliant on certain aspects of affection and closeness and validation, etc. Whereas men, they need it, but maybe not as much. Which, by the way, still, you need to give men love. You still need to let men, you know, that's a misconception that men don't really need to be told they love, they're loved. They only need sex. They do. They need the hug. They need the cuddle. They just won't admit it. All right, so the Royal College of Psychiatrists, this is the study coming out of England, said that even though cannabis can result in relaxation, in large amounts are consumed, it can have an opposite effect, increasing anxiety. So, but the male brain is different. Male, maybe it's because men will drag more. Maybe women are like, okay, you know what, I'm going to take a hit, but I got to be careful because I got my lipstick on, and I don't want to get any wrinkles on my face. I don't know what it is, but if you're a man, be careful. And if you're a woman, be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner went to the emergency room yesterday because a pimple on his leg turned into a nasty infection. He was scratched from the Dodgers lineup against Oakland, and Dodgers manager said Turner felt the problem on his inner thigh Sunday. He was given antibiotics, but it didn't heal on the team's day off Monday. Dodgers medical staff decided to send him to the emergency room, where he showed up for Tuesday's game, and the infection looked worse. Over the off day, something went wrong. When he came in today, he was a lot worse. So they sent him to the emergency room. They thought it might have been a bug bite, and unfortunately it was worse. We just had a patient, same thing. Just all of a sudden, boom, this infection on her leg that just, blew up. Whenever I see something like that, I think of a bite, but I also think of staph. I think staph infection can do that, where all of a sudden you get one and it grows pretty fast and it gets pretty painful and it gets pretty bad. So any sort of pimple that doesn't go away, you need to get that checked out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, whenever I'm in California, we like to walk by the beach, and you always see people fishing. And you see people fishing for their food, all right? And you're like, oh, I hope I get some, and I always kind of lower my voice because I don't want to, disturb the fish, and I want to make sure these guys can get the fish so they can feed their family. But they say, immigrants or people who are poor, et cetera, need to be very, very careful when they fish like that because they don't know what the mercury level they're taking in. I don't think I would even know just going to a store and buying a piece of fish. But they say there are health advisories that are usually on certain packages, et cetera, that kind of, tell you if it's something that they believe. I'm really not sure what they've been doing in terms of the mercury level, and what they could do to warn consumers. But for those of you that like to fish and that's your main staple, they say larger fish can have 0.47 parts of mercury per million. And the U.S. FDA says adults can eat as much as they want, but for certain species, then you may need to go down to a serving or two a week, less for pregnant women or children. They say predator species like white bass, okay, or older, larger fish are the ones that will usually have the 0.47 parts of mercury per million. Environmental officials agree that immigrants and low-income people dominate many urban riverbanks and lakes where fish are likely to have higher levels. Let me see. Apparently in Minnesota, you have a lot of white bass, and they seem to have mercury as well. Mercury levels can vary. And, here's the thing. I can't get my patients to eat fish. All right. And so I'd rather you guys eat the fish and we'll just deal with the mercury later. I don't want you guys overdoing the mercury, but you see what I mean? Every time we try to get people off red meat, people just go back to, fish. Then they go back to fish. We hear mercury and then they go back to red meat. So I'm not really sure what to tell you guys to do on that. Okay. Oh, eat vegetables. I could tell you to do that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to apologize. I woke up with a crink in my neck, and I cannot hold my head up. My neck hurts so bad. I'm sorry. I'm trying to stretch out my neck. I know I'm married to a chiropractor, but he's not here. I'm on air, so I don't know what to do. I'm just out of place. Oh, thank God I'm married to a chiropractor. I was always upset. I was like, man, should I have married a lawyer? Should I have married a plastic surgeon? I mean, yeah, it would have saved me money, but there is nothing more therapeutic than getting your neck readjusted. I need to apologize. This is not feeling very good. Okay, when we come back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about next hour. There's a Mile High app. Okay, and they think it's the new Tinder of the skies. Are people going to be using Mile High to join the Mile High Club, which is a club where people have sex on a plane? I don't understand that. I've been in the bathrooms. There's no way for even one person to be in there, let alone two, let alone to be able to come up with the proper positioning to be able to say you successfully had a sexual experience up in the airplane. But maybe some of the older planes had bigger bathrooms. I don't know. So we'll talk about this new Mile High app, which is supposed to be for networking. We're also going to talk about what a can of Coca-Cola does to you per minute. Pretty interesting stuff. And then depression, being triggered by bacteria in your gut. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.